Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I've never been known for my brains, let's be honest, but in this case, I agree. What a dope I am.
Oh, no. What did you do?
Or am I just impatient, or was I just really hungry?
Okay.
Yeah, probably just check all the boxes
okay.
there.
Okay, all right.
I'm flying home from Nashville over the weekend, and I was going to treat myself to something that, you know, to a Nashville hot chicken sandwich.
While okay. in Nashville, you know you gotta have Nashville hot chicken.
You know how much I love fried chicken, and how much I love Nashville hot chicken, and again, it's right there in the name. So, I'm looking for authentic Nashville hot chicken, and I'm walking towards my gate, and I don't have a lot of time, but I got enough time to have a sandwich, have a beer, watch some football. The whole Nashville airport, by the way, if you've flown in recently, it's all brand new. It looks really beautiful.
Oh,
lots
nice.
Of new restaurants and stores. It's really, really sharp. And they had a brand new Bridgestone Arena bar, and it was a restaurant, sports bar, and it was football Sunday, and it's really cool looking. And I looked at the menu, and they got Nashville hot chicken right there on the bar. So I mean, yeah. On the menu. So I'm thinking, perfect. I sit down, have my sandwich. It was fine.
Okay.
Fine.
Oh.
Not hot.
Aww.
You know? I mean, I guess the only thing that made it Nashville hot chicken was I was in Nashville eating chicken, but
okay.
It wasn't really hot. Anyway, not complaining, just explaining. I walk out of Bridgestone Arena Bar restaurant, literally right next door.
Oh.
Is a place called Hattie B's Nashville Hot Chicken.
Chicken.
In case you want to look that up, it's the original in Nashville Hot Chicken. I didn't see it because I was too impatient to walk a step away from the bar.
You got distracted by football on the TV.
I wanted to get to the game because I don't like, and it was playoff weekend, and I wanted to, I didn't want to miss that Rams-Eagles game, and I knew I was going to be in the air for the Bills-Ravens game, so I wanted to get football while I could. And I wanted that hot chicken sandwich, and I was hungry. I didn't have much time, but I had enough time to go to Hattie B's, which, by the way, was right next door.
Oh, that's so annoying.
I was so angry with myself.
Okay.
I tell my girlfriend Sam this whole thing.
Oh, that's the worst, though.
I tell my girlfriend
right?
Sam this whole thing. She totally pulls a Tammy. She was... Oh, hon.
Oh.
Like, you poor, poor dope. And then I saw her kind of, like, rethinking her priorities
oh,
in life.
Oh, she was not.
Oh, I think she kind of I would be. I would
oh.
be.
Oh, that sucks.
I know. I'm so bummed. I kind of want to go back just to go back for that.
You did do something right, though. You brought back gifts. Yay!
Yay!
So John had said, hey, I got you guys. I brought you back a gift. And I almost jokingly said, did you bring me Keith Urban? And he pulls out this hoodie sweatshirt, and no lie, on the front, it says Keith Urban.
That's a really nice sweatshirt.
I love it.
Even says his name, like, in the hoodie
hood?
Part.
Mm-hmm.
Says Keith Urban, like, inside the hood.
You're surrounded by Keith Urban. He's all over your neck.
Oh, okay. Wow.
His name is kissing your neck. How about that?
Oh, I like that.
I know you do.
Oh, my. I got a free hotel pen in case anybody cares.
It wasn't a hotel pen.
Oh, it wasn't?
No, it wasn't a hotel. It was a furniture store / restaurant. Literally a furniture store, and right in the middle it was this beautiful restaurant. It's called Restoration. We have one here in San Diego, Restoration Hardware.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, there's one in you. There's
I thought Restoration Hardware was like a place to get like hardware for your cabinets, like drawer pulls, like antique things.
Yeah.
That's what I always thought that was.
No, I've been to one in Beverly Hills, and it was more like a Pottery Barn than that kind of place.
It's very upscale furniture, but they sold some really great cookies, and we were with a little kid that wanted some cookies.
Oh.
So anyway, so there's your pen and some.
Thank you, I appreciate it. I love pen.
And thank you for Keith Urban kissing my neck.
John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station 103.7 KSON.